crime when the Greens were halfway to the midden, but Om didn't say so, not now.
Right, he mumbled.
There must be others, he told himself. Sure, out in the country. This place is too sophisticated. But there had been all those pilgrims in front of the temple. They weren't just country people. They were the devoutest ones. Whole villages clubbed together to send one person carrying the petitions of many. But there hadn't been the flame. There had been fear and dread and yearning and hope. And all those emotions had their flavour, but there hadn't been the flame. The eagle had dropped him near brother. He'd woken up. He could dimly remember all that time as a tortoise, and now he remembered being a god. How far away from brother would he still remember? A mile? 10 miles? How would it be, feeling the knowledge drain away, dwindling back to nothing but a lowly reptile? Maybe there would be a part of him that would always remember, helplessly. He shuddered. Currently, Om was in a wickerwork box slung from Brother's shoulder. It wouldn't have been comfortable at the best of times, but now it shook occasionally as Brother stamped his feet in the pre-dawn chill. After a while, some of the citadel grooms arrived with horses. Brother was the subject of a few odd looks. He smiled at everyone. It seemed the best way. He began to feel hungry, but didn't dare leave his post. He'd been told to be here. But after a while, sounds from around the corner made him sidle a few yards to see what was going on. The courtyard here was U-shaped, around a wing of the citadel buildings, and around the corner it looked as though another party was preparing to set out. Brother knew about camels. There had been a couple in his grandmother's village. There seemed to be hundreds of them here, though, complaining like badly oiled pumps and smelling like 1,000 damp carpets. Men in Djeliba moved among them and occasionally hit them with sticks, which is the approved method of dealing with camels. Brother wandered over to the nearest creature. A man was strapping water bottles round its hump.
"Good morning, brother," said Brother.
"Bagger off," said the man without looking round.
"The prophet Abbas tells us, chapter 25, verse 6, woe unto he who defiles his mouth with curses, for his words will be as dust," said Brother.
"Does he? Well, he can bagger off too," said the man conversationally.
Brother hesitated. Technically, of course, the man had bought himself vacant possession of 1,000 hells and a month or two of the attentions of the Quisition. But now Brother could see that he was a member of the Divine Legion. A sword was half hidden under the desert robes. And you had to make special allowances for legionaries, just as you did for inquisitors. Their often intimate contact with the ungodly affected their minds and put their souls in mortal peril. He decided to be magnanimous.
"And where are you going to with all these camels on this fine morning, brother?"
The soldier tightened a strap.
"Probably to hell," he said, grinning nastily. "Just behind you."
"Really? According to the word of the prophet Ish-Kaibel, a man needs no camel to ride to hell, yea, nor horse nor mule. A man may ride into hell on his tongue," said brother, letting just a tremor of disapproval enter his voice.
"Does some old prophet say anything about nosy bastards being given a thump alongside the ear?" said the soldier.
"Woe unto him who raises his hand unto his brother, dealing with him as unto an infidel," said brother. "That's Ossory, Precepts 11, verse 16.
"Sod off and forget you ever saw us. Otherwise you're going to be in real trouble, my friend. Sergeant Akhtar, chapter 1, verse 1.
said the soldier. Brother's brow wrinkled. He couldn't remember that one.
"Walk away," said the voice of the god in his head. "You don't need trouble."
"I hope your journey is a pleasant one," said brother politely, "whatever the destination."
He backed away and headed towards the gate.
"A man who will have to spend some time in the hells of correction, if I am any judge," he said.
The god said nothing. The Ephebian travelling group was beginning to assemble now. Brother stood to attention and tried to keep out of everyone's way. He saw a dozen mounted soldiers, but unlike the camel riders, they were in the brightly polished fish mail and black and yellow cloaks that the legionaries usually only wore on special occasions. Brother thought they looked very impressive. Eventually, one of the stable servants came up to him.
"What are you doing here, novice?"
he demanded.
"I am going to Ephebe," said brother.
The man glared at him and then grinned.
"You're not even our